Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 9 and verse 1. In this final discourse on this verse, I want to speak under the title, The Finality of Death. That's a very solemn title, isn't it? It's a very solemn subject. Jesus' words are very solemn. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Well, what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory, with the holy angels. And he said to them, I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. Well, you can see why the title comes in, how it comes in, why I've chosen it, the finality of death. Of course, death isn't the final thing. Death isn't the end. After death, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment, so says the writer to the Hebrews. And of course, after the judgment is eternity. But there is a finality about death. It is the breaking point. It is the end of opportunity. There used to be a doctrine called the doctrine of the second chance, but there is no such rubbish as that. That's nonsense. There is no second chance. The Roman Catholics used to believe in, they still believe in purgatory. They used to believe in limbo, didn't they? But they still believe in purgatory. This some second chance or something. No. And death is a taboo subject, but not for Christ. You listening to that? Death is a taboo subject. We don't talk about it. We don't talk about that, David. We've got euphemism for it. Departed. Not with us anymore. All that kind of stuff. But not for Christ. There are some here who will not taste death, who will not experience it, who will not die physically before they see the kingdom of God come with power. And death must not be a taboo subject for us. If it is, then we are the daftest of all creatures. Why? Because the only thing that is certain when we are born is that we will die. It's the only certainty. We spend our lives talking about probabilities, but this is the certainty, and we should prepare for it. Death is not the end. If you haven't seen the kingdom before you die, you will never see it after your death. If you've never entered the kingdom before you die, you will never enter it after it. Death leads to judgment. And the Son of Man will be ashamed of all who are not in the kingdom when he comes in his Father's glory. Now, you're still alive. That's why I'm talking to you, and you're listening. So this is the day, the hour, the moment, the minute, the second of what? Opportunity, of hope. That's what my Bible tells me. Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. This is the day, today. This is the hour, this is the moment, this is the second of salvation for you, my friend. Trust now. I know this is a solemn, most solemn thought. But some see the kingdom and they enter the kingdom, and some will never see it and never enter it. Which are you? Which sort are you? You know the issue? You know you must be born again? You know you must be convicted of sin, converted to Christ, repent and believe and trust the Savior? You know all this. You know there's a realm of light, a kingdom of light, and a realm of darkness. You know there's life and there's death. There's Christ and there's Satan. You know it's all for eternity. Which are you and which for you? I warn you about this, but I plead with you. Enter into the kingdom now, today, this moment. Don't drift. Now is the time. Now I'm going to read a hymn. I've read it before. It won't appear, I don't think, in many modern songbooks. They won't like this. But I approve of it. This is what William Gadsby said. pause in my soul and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union with the church's living head? Am I quickened by his Spirit? Live a life of faith and prayer, trusting wholly to his merit, casting on him all my care, daily panting in his likeness to appear. If my hope on Christ is stayed, let him come when he thinks best. Oh, my soul, be not dismayed. Lean upon his loving breast. He will cheer thee with the smilings of thy face. But, what a word, if still a total stranger, to his precious name and blood, thou art on the brink of danger. Canst thou face a holy God? Think and tremble. Death is now upon the road. I would add another verse. Don't just think and tremble. Don't just ponder. Don't think about it. Go on, just thinking about it. Trust the Saviour. Trust the Saviour now, while he calls. Now trust him, and let him then come when he thinks best.